This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today, President Trump declared parts of Nebraska a major disaster area. Floodwaters have inundated portions of the Midwest over the past week or so. I'm sure you've seen the pictures on TV. Best guesses put the damage so far at more than $1 billion. And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is warning that this year could end up being worse than the great flood years of 93 and 2011, all of which is to say some of the most productive agricultural land this country has is or might soon be underwater. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
The floods have caused more than $800 million in damage to Nebraska agriculture so far.
Well, I've got 500 acres of ground underwater right now.
Scott Olson farms 3,000 acres of corn and soybeans in eastern Nebraska near the border with Iowa. He also sells farm equipment, and he expects to take a hit there, too.
It's awfully hard to go out and buy a newer piece of equipment when you know that your land is in peril. You've lost livestock, you've lost feed, you've lost your commodities like your corn or soybeans.
Which many farmers have, including potentially millions of tons of stored grain. Herds of cattle have died, and others are unreachable due to the flooding. Kevin Garvin is the emergency manager of Cedar County in northeast Nebraska.
The water was rather powerful. I mean, it just washed things away. There's portions of roads that you can't even tell there was a road there.
Garvin says many in his community are worried about how long it will take the water to recede.
If we can't get to the fields before the growing season, there's people that theoretically may not get a crop in this year, and that's going to be economically devastating to those farmers.
These floods will affect more than just agriculture in the Midwest, says David Swenson, an economist at Iowa State University.
Manufacturers aren't going to be producing product. Businesses aren't selling goods and services in the small communities.
And with more floods likely, it's unclear when they will be able to again. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.